Hi, everybody. This is Rod Ametron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here again to do healings with everyone tonight, some sample healings of what the Light Ship can do for you. So that'll be ongoing here throughout all of our shows, like we always do. So if you're brand new to the show, just find today's date, if you would. Or the day, not the date, but the day. And scroll down to this time and click on it. And then that'll bring up Creation Lightship Healings on this time and day. And you're going to see a light beam after you scroll down about an inch on your monitor screen. And when she's in front of you, if you wish to go on the fast chat, you can. Underneath her is this is BBS fast chat. Click on that, and a screen will appear on the left side so you can be able to type in if you wish to communicate during the show. We don't take phone calls because the show goes very quickly. And we do lots and lots of healings. So what we're going to first do is just talk about the light ship briefly. The light ship is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago. And his terminology was different than ours now because of technology changes and just the way things are. So in his day, they used the word Father typically as the light ship energy. And because we're now into the higher technologies of consciousness and physical things, it's now called the light ship. And it is a light ship. You can actually see it as you walk on it if you go up to it. A lot of people have actually been able to see out of the windows of the light ship and seen the beautiful light beams. And one of them is on your monitor screen if you tune in there. This was drawn by someone real time on one of my four-hour ascension calls. We'll be activating her right now. And we're doing that. And this takes about 20 seconds. So just watch the colors on your monitor screen. You may see her eyes become a little brighter. She become more three-dimensional and appear to become basically living. This is a living photograph of her right now as she gets energized. And the light ship comes here once every 2,000 years, and this is what Jesus used for his healings and teachings of ascension. This is what this show is all about, is to get you more into your body, more present in your body, so you're able to do the ascension process. And that could be what we talk about now is a 2012 energy shift here. It could be earlier, it could be later, but regardless, something's going to happen. And so we're here to help you integrate your mind, body, spirit energies together so that you're able to come into full consciousness. And here we go. We're going to do an entity clearing here. On all the shows we do this, the entity clearing is emotional bodies of people who passed on, better known as ghosts. And they attach to us, come into our rooms at times. You may see some kind of vibration. You might see a physical form appear all of a sudden, then it goes away. Well, these are energies that can and do come to you. When they do attach themselves to you, typically the easiest way to have an attachment is to get really angry with somebody. Then they'll come into you and they do body hopping, go from you into the other person, and hop back and forth and push both people's buttons. Another way that they come into you is if you have a lot of physical body pain. And naturally, when this happens too, your spirit's out of your body, much like being in an argument, when you lose control of yourself. And another way is if you take drugs. Maybe you drink too much, possibly. Maybe you have some other habits. And just look at someone, and if their eyes are glossed over as compared to someone else that you look at, then you know that there's entities in there. And the entities that are in the body cannot really look out of the eyes of the person. Sometimes the person feels very eerie to you because of the vibration that's held within it. But only your spirit can look out, and that's why people who are maybe more spiritually conscious with more of their spirit in their body, their eyes are really bright and full of life. And a way to determine that, if you wanted to see that, as a comparison of adults versus children or even babies, just look in a baby's eyes, and you're going to see how bright they are. And also that same brightness of energy goes around the whole body. And that baby energy, because it's so pure and divine and full of love, can heal, you know, rooms full of people without even affecting the spirit energy of the baby. So that's you may have noticed that at times if you've ever been to a location where there's a baby and people start to come around to see the baby. Well, they're not necessarily wanting to look at your child or somebody's child. They want to feel that light energy. this is the way we all should be. We should have that same intensity of spirit in us. But naturally, as we get older and living here with the hard knocks of life, this is what happens to us and all the traumas that we experience here, attempting to live a life on this planet here. So I'm going to do some entity releasing now. Again, just sit back and relax. If you wish to watch the light being on your screen, you can. And she's energized fully right now. And there are male light beings also, but the females normally come in all the time during the show here. So I'm going to work with the bottom of your feet and work up to your ankles and go through your calves and your knee and your waist. And now we're going up into your internal organs. And remember, if you had any pain or maybe even an operation or something in the past, this can also attract entities. And we could have a few or even thousands of them. So regardless of how many we have, we want to get them out so we can become more spiritually conscious of our own divinity within us in our heart center. And entities can talk to us inside of our heads. And most people think that's your spiritual guidance. I see a lot of people who do that. So when my guys tell me to do this here, I go, well, you sure it's your guides? You sure it's really guiding you? Well, they go, yeah, it is. Well, maybe an entity guiding you. It's not your divine spirit. So you want to be very careful of that. Your spirit will never talk to you inside of your head. Typically, it'll always talk to you in your heart center. So here we go. Starting to release these entities, going up to our neck now, to the top of our head. And if you had any pain in your body, you may want to focus there. Ask your spirit, just think the thoughts, tell it to go to these areas to release the energies and the entities from you. Remember, they'll take away your healing ability. This is why people don't heal too. The first reason is, number one, you're not in your body enough. Most people are 20% in their bodies. So at best, you could ever hope for is a 20% healing. And then from there, after that energy comes to you, then the emotional bodies of these people that have passed on will start taking that life force from you. And by the time you get down to the very actual healing energy that you're working with, may only be 1%. So you definitely want to get rid of entities, become more conscious, stay in your heart center, and maybe live a little better spiritual life and not get tied into the emotional traumas here on the earth plane. This is why I do emotional healings for people. Okay, we're taking away entities right now. And again, you might feel them leave you. Now we're going to bring more of you back into your body. So naturally, when your spirit leaves you, it's only because you're not dealing in love energy. So if you argued with somebody, if you're in a lot of pain, or whatever has happened to you, parts of you leave, and then when they leave, it leaves a void, and that void attracts entities. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So here we go. We're going to bring more of you back into your body. You don't want to leave this void here to allow you to have more entities. And the ones that left you are returned back to the earth spirit. So they're not here any longer, but you can still draw other ones to you. So remember, this earth plane is filled full of them. And here we go. I'm going to bring you more into your body. So we'll count to 10 as you come in. Your spirit knows how to come into your body. It could come in through your crown chakra. It could come in through your heart. Some spirits walk fully into the front of the person. It's up to your spirit how it wishes to do this. So here we go. We'll count to 10. So coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may want to just get up, maybe stretch, twist, see how you feel. If you're in your body stronger, you should feel a little heavier. Your body should feel a little more dense. When you're out of your body, at that point, you feel lighter. And also, if you're really out of your body, you start to lose your spiritual identity and also your spiritual awareness. Your intuitiveness will also leave because your spirit gives you that intuitive insight. Okay, I'm going to bring you in some more now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So what I'm going to do now is just briefly take you out of your body. I don't ever recommend anyone going out of their body at all because it's very dangerous, especially like astral projecting or whatever. What we're going to do now is a healing on you. And the healing is to put you in your body properly. So I'll just give you a scenario of what happens to a lot of people. Maybe you're sleeping in a dead sleep. All of a sudden your alarm clock goes off, and your spirit could be out of your body at that time because naturally you haven't told it to stay with you, and it's out sightseeing. And it hears this noise in your room, and it all of a sudden comes back as fast as it can and does a crash landing into your body, which makes your body jump. Okay? At that point in time, did it come in properly? Well, it may have come in whatever way it could to try to protect you because your body got startled. So your body first got startled by the alarm clock going off, and then in a split second later, what happened was your spirit came in. Now, did it come in properly? A lot of times they can come in upside down, they can come in crooked, all different ways. So we're going to just take you out momentarily right now, coming out and coming back in again. There we go, and do it one more time, out and in. So now you're in your body properly. If you felt an energy shift in your body, that was because you were not in your body correctly. And people can be in their body improperly for their whole lifetime. So hopefully that wasn't your case and that you feel much better right now. I'm going to do a chakra alignment. And again, this is to allow these energies, the divine energy, to flow through your other energetic bodies. There's 108 of these energetic bodies that make up the physical body. There's also sub-bodies, but we won't go into those because that gets too complicated. But it's basically 108 of these bodies. And these bodies need to have healing too. And if any of these bodies are not receiving the chakras, then you may have a problem and you won't have enough energy. So we're going to go to your heart center and open it up. The chakras can turn sideways, up and down, backwards. They can close down. And this is normally done through psychic attacks. People thinking about you, projecting their energy to you. So this is very damaging. So we're going to go to your heart center, reposition this chakra here for you so it's in the perfect location. There we go. Moving up to your throat chakra. There we go. And going to your third eye. Great. And we only go to the six chakras which are related to the physical. And now we're going back down to your power chakra beneath the heart. Perfect. And second chakra, your creativity. And first chakra. It's kind of how you view life, survival. There we go. Perfect. Now we're going to do an opening for everyone. This is up to you if you want your chakras to be opened up. It'll help you do healing tonight. And if you're in a quiet room, I'd recommend it. If it's very noisy, you may not want to open them up because you can become more sensitive. But here we go. We're going to do a body width for you. Most people's chakras are maybe a couple of inches in diameter. So here we go. Body width on the heart chakra. I use the word spin to command the energy. Spin, 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 open. Going up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Now going down to your power chakra, your solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. And we'll do another chakra opening now. If you've had a problem in your body, maybe an operation or something, maybe you twisted an ankle or have a hurt shoulder or a neck problem, there are chakras there too. And what we're going to do is just do one of these for you. So just think of a location in your body now that needs to have more energy in it. And that could be out of alignment. Your body will tell you if you just ask. And here we go. We're going to open that chakra up. People will have cold feet. Sometimes this will help them, or cold hands. Here we go. Spin, 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 open. Great. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is so you can take your awakening consciousness, your mental body, and we'll drop it into your heart center. This is what you have to do to surrender to your spirit, body of the emotions, and also the mind energy. Really prevent you from hearing your spiritual guidance because they're talking a lot and interfere with that process. So as you drop you down to your heart center, you're going to actually feel your spirit and you're going to feel much more in touch with your body and feel at peace. So what we're going to do now is count from 10 backwards. Think of your forehead as being your mental awareness, your awakening consciousness. And the first floor is your heart center. So just think of an elevator dropping down now. So we're going from the 10th floor, dropping down. So 10. I'll do it slow for people who just came online here who are new. You might be able to feel the energy move. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So just sit there and enjoy this experience. We'll put some music on so you can connect with your own divinity. If you can't hear your spirit, just say, talk louder. Bring on my co-host, Sylvia. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone. It's so great to be here. And, wow, I don't know about all of you that are listening, but I feel like what we covered in the last 15 minutes from what Ron was talking about was just such wonderful and important information for anyone who's trying to connect to their own divinity and anyone who's trying to prepare for ascension and just, you know, raise their consciousness and their understanding of their own divinity. And, Ron, one of the sentences you said that was just really important, I'd like to go back to before we go on with more healings, and that is that a person's spiritual identity and their awareness and their intuition all rely upon their spirit energy actually being present in their body 100%. So essentially what you're saying then is that when these spirit fragments or parts of our spirit leave due to the traumas that have happened to us in life or arguing or negative energy, drugs, alcohol, pain, and all these densities that we deal with, then we're actually getting cut off from our intuition and from our own spiritual identity. So people are running around going, well, who am I? What am I here for? What am I doing? How come I can't hear my own inner voice for guidance? You know, my intuition's blocked. I can't tell what's going on. It's because their spirit isn't really present with them here. And so the most important thing that they can possibly do is to restore that presence.
Yep, you got it. And if you've noticed, maybe watching some of the DVDs that people watch at times or movies, there's always some actors in there. In most of the, say, movies that you watch, and there's normally always one that has their eyes kind of glossed over. I always look for that myself. And if you look at some of the photographs of the people who've been incarcerated, maybe in prison or people who have a bad life as far as with the police departments, et cetera, get into trouble all the time, their eyes are glossed over too. So what happens is that these entities come in and they want to live a life through you. And naturally your spirit's not strong enough to kick them out because it only lives in love energy. So these come in with their tremendous amount of force, see a lot of horsepower with them. They've been in many, many bodies. They don't care if they play havoc with you or not, because when you get caught at whatever you're doing, they leave. And so this is how you can tell, and just by watching people. You know, if they have glossed over eyes, it's very hard to communicate with them, only because who are you talking to? You might be talking to a spirit that's listening to you that says, yeah, I won't do this ever again, or, yeah, you know, something like that. And then, you know, that entity leaves, but the information never got programmed into the person's mind, because the entity took it all. They took the energy. And this is very sad for a lot of grown-ups who have children who get on drugs, because they say, gee, what did I do, you know? You know, my son or my daughter now is behaving strangely. I thought I raised them upright, and they don't act like they used to. And you just have to remember that your son or your daughter actually left. They're no longer in that body. You're just holding the body accountable because it has your genetics in it. They may look like you, you know, and you remember all the good thoughts of when you raised them and everything else, and how you gave them proper morals and everything like that. But the spirit left, and the body is just kind of like a robot being controlled by entities. And so that person that you used to love and know is no longer with you, actually, in your family, because the body is just being used as a host. And once people understand that, they can actually be able to release that trauma, the pain that they're suffering continuously by watching, you know, their child, or even a sibling, go through what they're going through, because it's not the same person that they lived with.
I'm actually, sure that happens to so many people, where they just watch, you know, the loved one that's on, you know, drugs or whatever the case may be, and then, you know, they just are watching them go through a complete different personality. They don't know what's going on. So basically, is there anything that they can do to assist them to come back, or is it just a lost cause, or what would you say about that?
Depends on how much drugs they're taking, okay? The first thing is that the spirit has to come back into the body, so you have to do a lot of entity releases, typically, to get the spirit into the body, number one, okay? And then once you can see some light coming out of the eyes, at that point in time, if that spirit can actually take control of the body enough to want to give up taking the drug, okay, then you have a chance. And then you still keep doing more entity work on them. But if the body now is addicted to a drug, then that's very difficult to release that, because I can get rid of the driving force through the healings of the addiction, okay, so that when the person really is wanting to get something, is it the body or is it the entity? If the entity is gone, then the driving force is released, but the body still may have the habit that's built into the body of having it, but normally the spirit can take over that and typically calm it down and say, no, you can't have this now, but that's kind of how it works. So the person really has to become present first, number one, and then with the spirit coming forward, enough in the body, and some people who are on drugs probably are down to maybe a few percent in their body, so that's basically hopeless. But they can get up to probably maybe at least 10% to typically the normal on this planet of people in their body is about 20. So they can get in at least 10% into their body, then the spirit can actually start to help. But remember, it's not an easy process, and the person has to want to get well. If the entities come in, they want to have that drug, and also the body may also want it. But remember, you have two driving forces. You have the body wanting it and the entity. Get rid of the entities, now you're halfway there. And so that's kind of the way it works. So is it hopeless? Not completely. It just depends how long the person has been addicted and how the body wants to really get that that drug or whatever they're dealing with.
So if someone has actually experienced that and they do want to, you know, let's say somebody has given up the drugs or the alcohol and they're really working on themselves, then what's the next most important thing that they can do?
Yeah, I just say have that person call me, and they'll need some kind of backup support too, because they want to be watched to make sure that entities don't come back into them. You know, because it may take a while to get rid of that body addiction. But yeah, I have done that with people and have actually got them well from having different types of drugs. But it's not an easy process. But the whole thing is getting rid of the entities. Remember, if you have like an entity that likes to have, say, cocaine, okay, and let's say that you have 500 of these in you, and we happen to get rid of 500 of these cocaine entities. Well, at that point, when you want to have your cocaine, is the body addicted? Well, it could be, but the driving force is not there. And so the actual driving force of the person wanting to get the cocaine or whatever it would be is no longer going to be there. So what's happening is, as the entities are gone, you have a much greater chance of being healed. And if you don't get rid of entities, I wouldn't even say to waste money on any kind of rehab programs, because if they don't do entity clearings continuously with somebody, they're never going to get well, because the entities will come in. The reason why they leave is because you get rid of them, and then the body doesn't want to have that addiction any longer, typically. As long as you have entities with you, no rehab is ever going to work. Entities will swear up and down they're not going to want to do this, and then all of a sudden another one comes through that wants to have it, and you're back into the same lifestyle over again.
Well, let's see. Let's go also back to the information that you talked about at the beginning of the hour, as regards to the lightship and its purpose for being here with the ascension process. So can you talk a little bit about how it relates to the ascension process, this whole basically procedure of getting back into the body and getting the spirit energy present and integrated with the body?
Yes, the energy that's here is on this planet is basically mind energy. And the mind energy is basically the energy that is not of your spirit, and unfortunately that controls everything. So what we have here is mind energy, which people use to create their new reality, and unfortunately they don't use heart energy. So when you're doing that, you're harming someone. And in the process of harming someone using mind energy, it's like a psychic attack. It's also going off to the far end of the scale, like witchcraft and voodoo and everything like that, that's controlling somebody's free will. So what the light chip does is help you get into your body so you can actually use your spirit energy to use heart energy for healing. And the healing is for yourself. Your spirit heals yourself. Nothing outside of yourself will ever heal you, because nothing outside of yourself has the formula for healing to do it in a divine way. And this way you're not attached to the darkness. There are practitioners that are bringing in the dark energies. They may look divine to you, but you have to go to your heart center to ask. If you don't go to your heart and connect with your spirit to find out if a practitioner is good or bad or not, then that's it's very bad if you get the wrong practitioner, because the dark side here is in full abundance right now at the end of this 2,000-year cycle. So the main thing is, during the universal shift for ascension, you must come into your body fully. The basic way it works, the universe is turned off, and the universe of light, that is, and everything created in the light now is able to regain light consciousness, and the darkness just kind of falls apart, falls away. Now, your physical body, being that it's a body created from the earth, will have density still left into it, because the spiritual blueprint of your body is not a completely divine body where your spirit is, okay? And so it's up to you to make your physical body a divine body, which means getting rid of the densities, getting rid of the judgments out of the body. So the life that you're living today is strictly from your ancestors. They programmed you completely, and this programming that is stored inside of you is their life problems that they've dealt with, which is really being separated from spiritual truth, which is judgment. So what we are is like a walking judgment factory here. We create judgments all the time. And in the process of trying to figure out life here, we judge. And you should be in discernment. And that's the big difference. When you're in discernment, you're able to stand back and watch something without tying into it. And once you're in that discernment mode, then you're able to connect more with your spirit and understand the situation that's happening. And too many people, you know, get involved with stuff very easily. Everybody has a job, and there's people in your job who maybe pushes your buttons. And when that happens, you're actually diluting out your spirit energy because you're not connecting to your spirit. So the dissection process is strictly getting into your body so you can energize your physical body with the divine energy. And when the blockages are released, then your spirit can energize you, and you become a light body. So the blueprint of the physical body is now cleansed, and your spirit can walk fully into it. And your spirit cannot and will not come into judgment. This is why people are not home all the time, because you have too many judgments inside of you. And that could be anger, could be drugs, could be many things. And that forces the spirit out. So your spirit will never come into a judgment frequency. So I hope that explains part of the ascension process. The main thing is you want to get into your body fully 100% to do the ascension process.
You know, you're talking about being able to discern instead of judge. And, you know, a lot of people spend years, you know, lifetimes trying to work on, you know, being able to be the observer and not react to things, not get emotionally attached, and you know, not judging things, and just be able to stay in that peaceful state. And yet it seems to elude people so easily. And it seems like the work that you're doing, Ron, with the light ship, they can assist a person with that, whereas maybe it would take, you know, I don't know, decades of work to try to get into that place of being able to not judge. So how does the light ship work with people and help them to achieve that?
Well, the first thing that I do with people is we do a emotional clearing that takes away the densities in this lifetime. And this lifetime's densities are what your body is working with. That would be the ones that would actually attempt to kill it right off the bat. So we get rid of those first of all, so that you're not dealing with too much. Remember, your body and your spirit will bring up the most harmful situations that will end the life of your physical body first. These are the highest judgments, okay? And then from there, you have other judgments that are stored inside of you, like little, you know, ticking time bombs. And we then can do a clearing on that, which is a sensory clearing to get rid of your past life judgments. Remember, everything that is created that you're dealing with is from the past, whether it's a second ago or, you know, 30,000 years ago. It's all from the past. And these past energies need to be released from you so that your spirit can come into your body fully and be able to do the ascension process with you. So the main thing is you want to get your body cleaned out, cleared out of these judgments. What I'll do now is a sample of the emotional clearing. Then we'll do a sample of the sensory clearing, which is past lives here. So we'll go back last 5 days here. This is what we do on a lot of the shows here to give you an idea of what this clearing is like. And these clearings are 100% complete for what they can do for you at this time. So most clearings are roughly about 90% completed, only because you have to have your whole lifetime done to have them integrate everything with you. So here we go. These are all instantaneous clearings, the same ones that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Maybe a little different format this time around, but it's the same thing. And here we go. So we're going back 5 days. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, again, take a mental note here. Kind of do a scan of your body. Maybe some aches and pains have left you. Look upon a situation that you've dealt with in the last 5 days that maybe somebody got mad at you, you got mad at someone else. Maybe you lost some money. You know, we all have emotional stuff that happens to us daily here. And look at that situation, and it should feel very distant to you. So just kind of breathe into it and look at it and just see how you feel. Okay, next we'll do a sensory clearing. This is your past life, so this is a lot of fun to do. We're going to go back to the 1500s here, and we do 100 years at a time. So here we're going to go from the year 2000 to current. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now the 1900s. And again, take note of your body. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll do 1800 to 1900s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1700s to 1800s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1600s to 1700s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1500 to 1600s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And there we go. So I'll let you have some time now to contemplate. You might want to walk around. Maybe your body's feeling better. You may have some aches and pains leave you. And maybe get up, stretch, twist, and just see how you feel. And I'll be back in about a minute here. Put some music on. Have some fun right now. We're going to go back let's go back to 5000 BC here. So we're going to go back to that time here, and we'll do just a couple of clearings here to see how you feel with that. So here we go, 5000 BC. I'm sure you have it in your memory very closely here. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Some energy there. We'll do the year 5100 for everyone. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and we'll do 5200. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So you may have felt that going back quite a ways here. That's basically 7,000 years ago. And a lot of people have probably felt the energy. This is another, probably a key point. A lot of times, the last 10,000 years, people have a lot of body energies stored up from these times. So this is why I picked this here. Remember, your past gets recycled over and over again. And in this lifetime, it's just, the same scenario, like going to the cinema, watching different names of movies, but the same plots, the same actors, or different actors sometimes, but it's the same basic theme through all of them. Back to you, Sylvia.
So, would you say then, Ron, as long as a person, like once you have a trauma of some kind, and it actually settles in like a form of density, on the person, or on their spirit energy, on their physical body, would you say that that just continues to recycle over and over again until it is actually released? And that could be either in the same lifetime, or it could go from lifetime to lifetime, the same scenario?
Yes, it could. And typically, too, your stuff is also passed on to your children. And your parents' stuff was passed on to you. And a lot of times what happens is these energies can skip a generation. And this is why, you know, sometimes the kind of the joke is, you know, as a parent talks to their child, they say, well, I hope that your children, you know, maybe give you the same anguish or whatever stuff that you gave me, so you know what it's like. Well, that's what really happens, is it normally skips a generation. So that's it could put upon the parents as the way they treated their parents from their children. So this is kind of how it works sometimes. But yeah, everything gets recycled. Remember, it's all energy. And the only way you're going to get rid of it is to have it released from you. And the light ship does it instantaneously. You could work on yourself if you wish, but unfortunately, we're at a 2,000-year cycle time here, and time is very short. If I was talking to you and ascension time was, let's say, 1,500 years from now, then what I'd tell you to do is go out and judge people consciously. Go to a shopping mall right now, sit down and judge people. Maybe write it down on a piece of paper, see what judgments they have, what's triggered in you, and then just keep releasing it out of your body. And maybe after you see, maybe a person walks by, we'll just say you see a male walking by with a dress on, okay? That normally is not what you see in this culture, but we'll say you see that. So you go, well, that's really weird. Well, you have a judgment on it. And so then at that point, after you maybe you see 100 other people walking by, other males with dresses on, it'll sort of look natural to you, and you release that judgment because you're working on yourself, because your body has it stored inside of itself. And once it's finally released, the next person who walks by, maybe the 101st one, you're going to say, oh, well, that person is just expressing who they want to be. Why should I judge that? But that judgment, you see, is not stored from this lifetime. It's stored because your ancestors gave that to you. Maybe somebody wearing a dress, maybe some clothing back, maybe in the medieval times, that looked like dresses, maybe that person killed you. So now, killed one of your ancestors, and that's still related to you because you're now living the life of that ancestor, and all of a sudden that triggers you to go maybe into fear or hate mode, and this is what happens. So you want to release those energies out of you. But now time is so short, the light shift does it instantaneously, just as the same thing that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. This is why it's very easy to do healings, typically by doing a single healing, which may take typically around an hour to do, to clean out your whole lifetime.
You know, it brings up a question for me, Ron, which is that you're talking about how everything is energy. So if people are holding on to the energy of a trauma or these past judgments, upsets, injuries, you know, things that have happened, and that energy doesn't leave until it's released. And if like attracts like, then it seems like people would just continue to attract the same kind of energy and trauma over and over again until the energy is released.
Yes, and that's why people die, because they keep attracting the same trauma to them, and eventually the body gets overloaded and it can't sustain life any longer. So, yes, that's what actually happens. At first, under most situations, as you're growing up, maybe you're in elementary school, you start seeing different things happen to different people. Maybe you watch somebody maybe skin their nose by accident, and which really isn't an accident, but that's what happened, because it's part of their process to get healed. But you are there and you watch it. And then maybe you don't see anybody skinning their nose, but maybe a few years later or so, maybe somebody gets a broken nose, and you go, wow, that's pretty bad. You know, you see the blood coming out, et cetera, and it's awful to you to watch. So that puts you into the fear mode. Well, that's part of your scenario, too, because you may have a nose problem now. It happened twice. And then as you grow up, more things happen, and maybe you have a broken nose. Maybe you've had it many, many times. And all of a sudden, you're dealing with that issue. But it came up initially when you were younger. So if you were wise and were more in touch with your spirit, when you first saw that first person having a skin nose, you would say, oh, I now understand. My body's trying to show me this here. And I now release this energy of having a nose problem, whatever that would be, out of my body. And again, it could take you, we'll say, maybe 20 times, maybe 1,000 times to release it. but you work with it consciously, and then it's gone. And then all of a sudden you don't see people with that particular problem showing up at your doorstep. And what I will say, if you do have a condition happening, what recycles, you know, quite often, maybe like three times in a week, definitely pay heed to that, because it's now going to be coming into your realm of experience, because it got that dense with you, and your body is saying, hey, man, get this understanding. I don't like to use the word lesson, because it's not really a lesson. It's just an understanding of where your energy is blocked in your body, okay? And at that point, if you don't listen to it, listen to your spirit, go within, you will probably have a problem. And the warning's there for you. And it just keeps recycling until it finally comes into the physical form. That's why everybody knows that your emotions cause your physical illnesses and problems. And that's why people don't die typically when they're young. It takes a whole lifetime, at least our lifetime here, you know. People who turn typically, say, 60 to 90 start to go to the hospitals quite often, where people who are younger normally don't. And it's only because they have not dealt with your emotional traumas that the body's recycling over and over again, and eventually it causes an illness. And that illness then can cause the physical body to die. And the physical body is that dedicated to its own particular growth to live, that it'll kill itself to get well.
Yeah, it seems like people just aren't taught a way to release those traumas and judgments very often. You know, either people are told to take medication to kind of cover up that energy, or with New Age metaphysics, you know, they're taught to try to kind of overcome it through force of will or positive thought, you know, to try to kind of overcome it, but it's still not releasing it, so that same thing is eventually going to surface again and recycle until that energy is actually released.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, a positive thought will never heal you. That's the dark side energy. You know, that's thought. That's mind control. Mind control will never heal you whatsoever of a situation. Your spirit heals you. So the whole thing is to get into your spirit energy. The mind energy can do healings, though. And unfortunately, when you use the mind, it has a trap to it. You're tied into some kind of negative energy that you don't know anything about. But it's not a complete healing. It may look like it on the surface, but believe me, I work with a lot of people who have had things happen to them through practitioners. Unfortunately, they weren't working in the light, but they could do miracle healings. And like I mentioned on another show, the light only works in the now, and it heals from this moment to the next moment to the next moment, where the dark side can take the dark energy, since it mimics the light 99.9%, and it can cause problems and bring energy forth and do perfect healings, because the dark side gave you the problem to begin with. It knows the formula, how to unlock your illness, and it can heal you instantly from that. But you have to be careful, because there's always a trade-off, which you may not know about. This is why I always say on this show to go within. Your spirit will not allow the darkness into your heart center, and always connect and ask for guidance to see what you need to do and how you need to do your particular process. I think we're going to do a wonderful healing now. We'll get into bringing some peace energy in to the light being here. So here we go. This will be, we'll bring each one of the 12 energies in. So this is the first divine source energy coming in. And we'll just put some music on here so you can sit back and relax and allow this energy to flow through you. So here comes number one source energy. And it'll take about 15 seconds, and we'll bring in number two. Okay, here's number two coming in. These are the energies that created you. And here's more. And number five. And number six. Number seven. And number eight. And number nine. And number 12, source energy. Bring in another energy here, and we'll bring in the energy of the star Bethlehem that's been requested here. And we'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll bring in some divine peace energy for everyone. And here it comes. So I'll use the word stronger to bring it in. So stronger, it'll come through the light beam on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll talk about just some special events that's coming up. We'll be at the WESAC Festival here in Mount Shasta. That'll be the middle of the month here. And I think it's the 16th through the 18th, I believe. We'll be in the exhibitor location. So if you wanted to come up to Mount Shasta to see the light infusion chamber, you can. You do not have to pay to go to WESAC, which I believe is $300. But we'll be in another location, which is free. So if you wanted to come in and go into the light chamber, there's no charge to go to WESAC at all. The next thing that we're going to is New York. That'll be the first weekend in June. They're having a New Life Expo combination with Whole Food and yoga. They'll be at the New Yorker Hotel. We'll have the light chamber there also. So hope to see everybody there. We're also doing our standard once a month 4-hour Ascension program here. And that'll be on the 24th of this month here. And that starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we get water charging, 7 containers of water. You're on the light ship for 4 hours of healing, and it's just wonderful. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Boy, that hour just went by so fast. And those divine energies that you brought in were just really wonderful. And I hope everyone listening is enjoying those energies and getting a wonderful chance to go within for guidance and request their healing. So thank you all for being with us. If we weren't able to get to your question on the fast chat because we ran out of time, then we'll just try to take those up on the next program, which will be Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific time. So we hope you can be with us then. And until then, I'll just say blessings and stay heart-centered and much love to all of you. Over to you, Ron.
Yeah, and as Kyle mentioned here on the Fast Chat, the song of Van Halen, I think 1986, Love Walks In, and it starts off as contact is all it takes. And that's all it takes to change your life. It's just wonderful. And in there it says, you know, pull the string, you know, that's connecting to your spirit. And love walks in. This program is all about connecting you with your love energy, your divine spirit, so you can do the ascension process so that you can have your true spiritual guidance with you and integrate your spirit more fully in your body so you can become more conscious of life here. So we'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next show is on Wednesday. So see you then. And goodbye, everybody, and hope you enjoyed the show.
Good night, everyone.